Thomas Day, center table. I was born in Dinwiddie County, Virginia, to John Day, a free farmer and skilled cabinet maker. I attended school in Sussex County with white students, was tutored by Quakers, and had a good education. My father apprenticed me and my brother John in cabinet making. And in 1827, I opened my first furniture shop in Milton, North Carolina. In 1830, I married Aquila, who was free but lived just across the line in Virginia. Because of her status, she wasn't allowed to cross the state border. So I got 61 citizens of Milton to sign a petition asking that she be exempted from the anti-migration law. The state attorney spoke up for me and my reputation. He said that I was of very fair character, an excellent mechanic, industrious, honest, and sober. And the legislature voted to let her move to North Carolina. By 1850, I owned and operated the largest furniture factory in North Carolina. It is one of the most prosperous in the South. My prominent white customers include planters, businessmen, and politicians. I make furniture in the newest fashion, manufactured in mahogany, walnut, oftentimes with an elegant mahogany veneer. I'm especially fond of the Grecian plain style because it's simple and classic. It works well for the new steam-driven equipment we use in the shop. My shop is also called on to produce interior ornament for houses, churches, and schools. This includes making stylish mantelpieces, stair railings, and doorways. My brother John rose to prominence too, but not as a cabinet maker. He became a powerful minister and politician in the Republic of Liberia, where he served as that new nation's chief justice.